Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving deep into something that can feel a little messy, a little uncomfortable, but ultimately incredibly liberating. Forgiveness, especially the kind we offer ourselves. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past mistakes, regrets, and hurts? You know that feeling when you stumble over something you did years ago, replaying it in your head with all the shame and self-criticism? We've all been there. The good news is, holding on to that stuff only weighs us down. This isn't about saying what happened was okay, or that we don't learn from our mistakes. It's about recognizing that everyone messes up, and sometimes the greatest act of love we can offer ourselves is forgiveness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing self-forgiveness. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Think about it like this. Would you hold a close friend to the same impossible standards you sometimes hold yourself to? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you care about deeply. 2. Let go of the shoulds. We get caught up in these unrealistic shoulds. I should have done this. I shouldn't have said that. But guess what? Life is messy, unexpected things happen, and sometimes we make choices we regret. Dwelling on those shoulds just keeps us stuck. Instead, focus on learning from the experience and moving forward. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that's constantly pointing out your flaws, that's your inner critic. It can be harsh and relentless. But here's the thing. You have the power to challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm such a failure," try replacing it with something more compassionate like, "Everyone makes mistakes. I'm learning from this." 4. Practice self-care. Forgiveness isn't just about thoughts, it's also about actions. Take care of yourself. This means prioritizing things that bring you joy, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, pursuing your hobbies, getting enough sleep, and nourishing your body with healthy foods. When you feel good physically and emotionally, it's easier to be kind to yourself. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend or family member can help, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Let me tell you a story about someone who learned the power of self-forgiveness. There was this woman, Sarah, who had always been incredibly ambitious. She worked long hours, strived for perfection in everything she did, and often pushed herself to her limits. But this relentless pursuit of success came at a cost. She burned out, strained relationships, and felt constantly exhausted. One day, after hitting a particularly difficult patch, Sarah realized she needed to make a change. She started practicing self-compassion, acknowledging her past mistakes without judgment, and focusing on learning from them instead of dwelling on shame. She made time for activities that brought her joy, prioritized rest and relaxation, and learned to set healthy boundaries. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to heal and rediscover her sense of well-being. The takeaway here is simple. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning our mistakes, it's about recognizing our humanity, learning from our experiences, and choosing to move forward with kindness and compassion towards ourselves. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. The key is not to let those mistakes define us, but to learn from them and keep moving forward. So, I want to leave you with this. Take a moment today to practice self-forgiveness. Acknowledge your past mistakes, release the shame and guilt, and offer yourself the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. You deserve it. Now, go out there and declutter your mind, one step at a time. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, Keep Shining Bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.